In New Orleans, the cicadas come up every year. That's what the locals tell me at a crawfish boil one night. Their faces are stretched and contorted in the light of the fire. We dance to a brass band. We suck the heads and throw peeled tails into the darkness behind us. Later, I slope and stagger over to the largest oak tree in the backyard. I place both hands upon it to stop the world from sliding out from under me. The deep furrows feel cool on my cheek. When I open my eyes, I see an empty cicada shell. The former inhabitant clings close by, still white and throbbing in its new world. I watch blood flow into its wings, fortifying them, the veins thinner even than hair. Its eyes first redden and then go black. As gently as I can, I unhook the clawed feet of the golden hollow skin from the tree bark. There's a split down its back. It is a perfect landscape, every crease and fold of the nymph that was. I hang it on my lapel, the feet as secure as a pin, and return to the party.